remember it. You know, Omaha Steaks is awesome, and I've been enjoying Omaha Steaks now for a long time and enjoyed this package in particular. For $49.99, you can get the Favorite Collection by going to omahasteaks.com and entering my code, and now it's your code, Dan B, right in the search bar on the main page. And you're going to get 79% off. So it sounds like a lot of money. Well, $49.99, what do I get? Well, it doesn't sound like as much when I tell you what you get, which is this. Two filet mignons, two top sirloin steaks, four boneless pork chops, four burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, four chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, and four additional burgers free. So it's eight total burgers. All of that for just shy of $50. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar. It will redirect to the Favorite Collection. Just add it to your cart, and you've got it. A 79% savings, and it's guaranteed to be a hit.
Next Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51. It's Matt Ryan's Atlanta Falcons.
And he's stepping in for the touchdown! 73 yards for Julio Jones!
Taking on Brady and Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's a flea flicker. Brady winds up. Long pass over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Hogan!
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Super Bowl 51 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party!
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello!
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
This week in music history. This week in 1970, John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed Instant Karma in one day, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. This week in 1972, Don McLean's album American Pie started a 7-week run at number one on the album chart. Prince made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1980. MTV started broadcasting to the West Coast this week in 1983.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Friday. Matt is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. next Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Matchups with Indiana and Purdue are sold out. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, and more. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
We didn't know how this was going to be received. We knew it was the best thing for the organization's long-term health. We knew this was something that was essential given where we were at the big league level and where our minor league system was and what our resources were going forward.
That's White Sox GM Rick Hahn with Bernstein and Goff just a few minutes ago right here on The Score talking about the Sox current rebuild. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Sox Fest kicks off tonight. NBA, the Bulls shoot around today. Gar Foreman, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, Fred Hoiberg, and Rajon Rondo all address the media. Only thing is the GM did not take any questions. The Bulls host Miami tonight. The Heat come in at 16-30. They have won their last five straight, though. NHL, the Blackhawks are off until Tuesday for the All-Star break. Couldn't have come at a better time. They lost their last two games by a score of 10-5. They open the second half in San Jose. PGA, Farmers Insurance Open, not looking good for Tiger. Seems that cut's going to be at even right now. Justin Rose, he leads at 9-under. He's 2-under after 11 today. With that even cut, looking bad for Tiger, who's at 4-over. Jason Day is 3-over. Dustin Johnson is 1-over. That group is through 15 holes. Lefty, thank God, is 1-under and will play on the weekend. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Windy City Bulls. For tickets, visit WindyCityBulls.com. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba. From backyard barbecues to tailgating, it's always a Bubba burger. Official burger of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Tune in to Fox on Saturday, January 28th, which is tomorrow, at 1 o'clock for the first race of the season, BubbaFoods.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
You know, the things I learn from you every single day. By the way, this is the Bernstein and Goff show here on 670 The Score. I forgot how smart of an idiot you were. After not working with you for so long. For whatever reason, after the Rick Hahn interview. By the way, if you want to react, respond, anything, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We started talking about, like, barbecues and people who can't cook. And
yeah, you're talking about things that white people should bring to black barbecues.
Well, there's a podcast called Very Smart Brothers, and also they do Twitter very well, and they write 1,000 words every once in a while, and they were talking about, you know, the social climate right now, and then I don't know how it got to barbecues, but they wrote about what people should bring to barbecues and what white people should bring to barbecues, and there's two sides. If you can cook, and then they got a whole list of things that you should bring. And if you can't cook, you bring ice.
And only ice.
Maybe some cups, something like that. And then you started talking about...
I said the one time I went to a black barbecue. It was great. It's just that everything was overcooked. Every single piece of meat was well done. And I understand why. I understand culturally.
Yeah, generations, you know, too many generations removed away from eating the worst meat possible. So you had to, you know, cook it and burn it all the way through and then smother it with stuff.
Or boil it all day.
I
get that.
And I didn't know about the delicatessens.
Yeah, there's a great documentary called Deli Man. And it's the producer and director, they have these incredible interviews with, you know, old New Yorkers. I mean, guys like Fivish Finkel and Larry King and Jerry Stiller. And they tell about how, you know, the word delicatessen's German. And there was a real schism for a long time in New York that the Russian and Eastern European Jews were very, very different than the German and Western European, let alone the Sephardim that came from elsewhere. But that the parents of the Russian Jews had warned their kids, you don't want to go to that delicatessen. You don't want to eat because it's got all that pepper and it gives you indigestion. You know, they're eating all the Russian stuff, the boiled dumplings and the
bland food,
much more, you know, bland, a little bit of, you know, cabbage borscht and all
stay
that stuff.
Stay away from all that seasoning.
Right.
No, that's something that we make fun of you guys for as well, than not seasoning things enough.
But Jerry Stiller tells us this great story about how no matter what his parents told him, he would save up money from his paper route for like once a week to get a half a pastrami sandwich, because he didn't know from the, you know, good cured meat and right. You know, mustard is German. The whole idea of these of deli mustards and all that, mm-hmm. That's not something that the Eastern Europeans
live a little.
Yeah,
once a week you can just bite something made his mouth explode.
This is what food is supposed to taste like. But when you grew up, you didn't know. It's just like, I understand why there are certain cultures to learn how to eat a nice, medium rare steak. It kills me to sit down at somebody's paying $50 for a steak at Joe's and orders it well done. It's just, I want to cry.
It still happens with a lot of family members when you see it happening. You go, And then you don't want to tell people how to eat. But those people never shy away from telling you, that's still walking off your plate. That's still bleeding over there. It's like, no, it's medium, medium rare. Yeah.
I had to learn too. See, what a lot of people had to adjust to is that with the quality of pork being raised, that it used to be you had to cook pork through because of trichinosis. I mean, even when I was a kid, mm-hmm. but now you can get a good medium rare pork chop. I don't
play with pork.
I know. Well, that's
I'm still there. I haven't assimilated all the way over. I don't want to play them games.
That was an eye opener for me too.
Swine on my fork. No, was I love the swine, actually.
The filthy pig. Yeah. That was something that took me some time to adjust to. I was like, this is underdone. I'm thinking, but it's delicious. And maybe it's not as underdone as
I thought. People got after me the other day when I said that I go to the counter, the deli counter over there in Mariano's every once in a while and order a half a pound of thinly sliced pepperoni. Everybody, golf, pepperoni's not where it's at. Prosciutto or salami or all these other things.
How about all of it?
Yeah.
When it comes to cured meats, there's no reason to discriminate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry I'm not eating the meat that you want me to eat at that time.
Jay?
What's up?
One time after we walked out, I've mentioned this before. Eataly. Have you been to Eataly?
No.
Mario Batali's food amusement park right down here?
No. I can order from them on my Amazon
Grand and
Prime,
Wabash?
Though.
You can? Mm-hmm. From Eataly? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to get their fresh homemade mozzarella and just a massive wooden board covered in their a selection of their various cured meats.
Oh, meats?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's prosciutto, speck. Koto ham, which is the cooked ham. If you haven't had speck, which is a northern, it's an alpine prosciutto that's smoked.
Okay.
So it's a dry cure like prosciutto, but speck is the truth. The absolute truth.
$1,000 a pound?
You won't care.
See?
You will not care.
See, now this is where I do have a price. You're always talking about everybody's got a price. This is where I do have a price. I gotta, I can't be running around and spending all crazy and making it rain over at Eataly, for $75 a pound of speck.
I'm telling you. It is. You show some respect.
Put some speck on his name.
Exactly. Put some speck on his plate. Because that is, oh, man, you combine that with some burrata or fresh mozzarella and the quality of the olive oil and a little bit of sea salt. And you don't need much more than that.
All right.
I'm telling you.
I'll look into it. I got to eat like our guy Chris Tannehill. Like, for years, I have admired what he brings.
Every lunch is a four-course meal,
this guy.
Yeah,
he brings here the truth.
Well, they cook. Like, when they cook, he says that they're a family of three, but...
No, it's the whole company.
It's like he's cooking for the block. I mean, there's always lots of real food.
Tannehill has brought slow cookers to my place when we were just hanging out.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, the pulled pork and all the other stuff. Like, Tanny is a culinary artiste, my friend.
Well, we've got five in the house with my folks.
Five slow cookers?
I have five
of them.
That would be heaven.
Just got slow cookers going at every angle. So, yeah, you got five and you cook for eight.
Yeah, cook for five on the first night and then make sure you have enough left over for the lunch for the week and give some to the wife, bring some in. My guy Maddie here, because he brings me food also, mm-hmm. So, you know.
The food exchange program that goes out here at Sports Radio 670.
I got to get down like that, man. I used to cook a lot more, and all I do now is like just, if we got steaks, I'll throw it on there. If we got some fish, it's fine, but I've been doing way too much ordering as of late. Super, super lazy.
I had a Indian craving last night, and now everybody in the family goes,
and a food
no.
craving as
they
well.
They said, don't. No, you know what's going to happen. I said, yes, I know what's going to happen. It's okay. Because when that switch flips, when the I walk out of here, I'm like, oh, I'm ordering Indian tonight. And then it's all I can think about. And then I call, and I wasn't going to go crazy hard on the spice, but the guy said, do you want your same order as last time? I said, what did I order? He said, well, you got vegetable samosas, and you got the garlic naan, and you got the lamb rogan josh, very spicy. And I said, yes, I would like that again, please. And oh, man, she kicked. I got into bed. She said, get out of here and wash your entire head.
And wash your ass.
And wash your ass while you're at it. No, but she said, I don't know what you had, yeah, but you've got to go like shower or something before you are getting in this bed with
yeah
me.
Yeah.
Yep.
I tried Indian food once and I couldn't rock with it. Couldn't rock with it. It's
acquired taste.
Yeah, man. And
but you need it every once in a while. You got to just.
Maybe I had a bad spot. You know, it was a spot in Hyde Park that I won't name, but. Yeah, it was. I was like, I'm just going down the hall to Chicken Shack. This is this is not where I need to be right now.
You got
to
go with somebody who can introduce, really knows how to order. Yeah, okay. Who really can walk you through it, depending on what
there's
you want.
There's a lot of curry and onions.
Well, it depends on what curry you like. Do you like vindaloo? Do you like that, which is a very spicy vinegar-based sauce? There's all kinds of different curries. There's tikka masala. There's bindi masala.
I like
there's
Dal.
Rogan Josh.
I like Dal.
Netty.
South Side, this is Richard on the score.
What type of curry chicken you said?
See, that's the thing. It's not curry chicken, right?
Well, it is.
But it's not the same kind of curry as a curry, when you're thinking Caribbean curries.
A curry is just a spice mix, right? Curries are more coconut-based, or peanut butter-based, yeah. Penang mm-hmm. curry, the red chili Thai curries. Mm-hmm. But
Eddie.
Go ahead, Richard.
I think I'll stick to my jerk chicken. All right, this is what I want to call about, guys. Look, I called Lawrence last night to kind of get my venting off about this organization. I got a theory about this.
Okay.
Now, I think Dwayne Wade, to me, I think is one of the smartest players that have been in the NBA in quite some time. And I think that him and Jimmy Butler has this internal plan to cleanse the Chicago Bulls.
Ooh.
The only way to legitimately strike or invoke change is to make a big mess of things. Think about it. You have to force this.
Making the Bulls great again.
Hand. I mean, think about it. He was brought in to develop Jimmy. Develop into what? An organizational franchise star who should have some type of say-so in what's going on with things. Last year, he said he didn't like Hoiberg. That hasn't changed. Hoiberg, I mean, now Wade has entered to the fray, and now he's seen things done. I think him knowing how a championship organization is ran, he's feeling like this is the only way to invoke the change necessary for them to legitimately have a team that he can stay on and be the hero moving forward. Am I crazy? I think he's smart enough to pull it off.
That's high level.
Yeah.
That's next level planning that you have got these two dudes executing right now.
I guess
because everything has to go right.
In an odd way, I admire your desire and ability to put the pieces together like that,
and your fire and desire.
But Richard Flatley, I'm going to say it's too much. I would say no on that.
Like so many things would have to go right too, Richard. Like they'd have to cause and affect that change while winning, because then if you're winning, no one gets traded and you can move the pieces that you want to move. Like, I don't believe that there's like some next level LeBron planning in Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler on a 23-24 Chicago Bulls team.
That sounds like what some like longtime listener with way too much time to think about such things asked
me.
At the final Boers and Bernstein show, it just came up to me and said, all right, well, tell me if I'm right about this.
Oh, guessing things?
Oh, my God. Well, when this guy left and this guy became this person producer and this and right. this, and then you decided, you told Mitch that you wanted this. Right. And this. I'm like,
am I right?
I'm like, are you out of your damn fool mind?
It happens quite often.
And who has time to even consider things like this? I absolutely blew my mind.
It's a real life soap opera.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You actually think things like this?
All right, so you drove this guy's car off a cliff, right? And then he came up missing, and then you made this producer
and Vince Foster killed himself right. because he wasn't your guy right. and then that's when Mike North left and everything changed because when CBS returned from Viacom and then it was you have to stop.
You're like, Mitch, stop drinking.
you've had enough.
You and Barry and Spiegs go in the kitchen and fall asleep together.
When we come back, we have some breaking news from the Dallas Morning News regarding more ugly allegations at Baylor. So
more?
Well, it is a it is yet another look into what the Baylor program was, with some numbers attached to this that'll make your jaw drop. So that's I'm just going to give you that in a moment. We've got Hub talking football at 5. It's on at 5:30. Man, I always say it. It's like, I can't believe it's already 18 minutes after 4. And I can't believe I'm late for a break again on The Score.
Check out The Score starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Ken Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Tiger Woods honks worldwide, snuck the Golf Channel stream onto their iPads at work yesterday, only to watch their robot hero shoot a 4 over 76, good enough for 113th place. My man was spraying the ball all over La Jolla yesterday. But even worse than those hacks were his post-round comments when he blamed the slow pace of play for that bad start and said it was way faster when he played at the Hero World Challenge. That is so embarrassing. The most die-hard Tiger honk has to know how embarrassing that is. He doesn't look to me like anything has changed at all. Same as he ever was. Well, same as he's been for the past year and a half. If it was the NFL, he would have been cut the second he walked off the course yesterday. My man is officially entering Willie Mays stumbling around in center field for the Mets territory. I'm Jim Rome.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola, and right now is a great time for you to make the switch to Xfinity. You know, it all starts with the X1 platform, where you get the X1 voice remote, which is very easy to use. You can find anything you're looking for in just a matter of seconds. The X1 DVR, watch one show, record up to 5 others at the same time. The Xfinity TV app, which is free. Free to use, it's free to get, and it is outstanding. You can watch stuff in home. You can stream live TV on your devices. You can even watch offline while you're away from home. Then you get the super fast internet. It's the fastest in-home Wi-Fi in the country and the most reliable. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, even during peak hours, always great service. Even if you have multiple devices being used at once, it doesn't slow down the internet. And then the on-demand system, thousands of movies and TV shows at your fingertips. And the best part of this, millions of Wi-Fi hotspots from Xfinity around the nation. So even if you're traveling or just out and about around town, you can connect while you're away from home. It helps you save data on your phone, and everybody likes to save money. So right now, you can get the X1 Starter Triple Play for only $89.99 a month, and you lock in that rate for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. You ask how to upgrade and get $400 back. It's the Xfinity Lock and Go event. It ends February 5th, so don't waste any time. Get on this right now and get the X1 system already. I don't know what you're waiting for. So you go to Xfinity.com or you call them at 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Again, that's 1-800-XFINITY. It's the Lock and Go event. It ends February 5th. Go to Xfinity.com.
CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere. CBS Thursday, February 2nd. This week.
This week in music history. This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans.
One of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, we are in the final 72 hours of the Mattress Firm year-end closeout sale. Don't miss out, otherwise you will miss out on some huge savings.
You have this weekend, and you always know it's no-interest financing for 5 years, and that means to really consider going big on one of these floor models at 50% off, accessories at 60% off. Check out the custom collection that's crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. That's Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and even those floor models 50% off over these next 72 hours.
And they even have queen sets for as low as $179.99, something for every budget. And I'm telling you, when you go into a Mattress Firm, they're not going to try to upsell you. They're not going to try to make you buy something you don't need. They simply walk you through their very simple process that will help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
And maybe you don't know what you need, and that's okay. Maybe you just say, hey, I want to find out. Well, then you can tell them how you sleep and where your significant other may be, or if you're going to want to sit up in bed and do crossword puzzles or be on your laptop. And they'll say, okay, maybe try an adjustable base, or maybe depending, you sleep on your side, you sleep on your stomach, do you sleep with a pillow on your arm? And you can figure it all out. It's like putting a puzzle together, and they're really good at making sure you get matched up with just the right mattress.
And they truly do want you to sleep happy, which is why they offer the Sleep Happy Guarantee. If you're not satisfied within 120 nights of your original purchase, you can return or exchange it for a small processing fee. But I'm telling you, you're going to sleep happy. Listen, buying a mattress is not something you do all the time. It's probably 8, 10, 15 years, maybe longer, and that's terrible. You need a new mattress. So if you're going to go somewhere, go where the experts are. And they are the sleep experts at Mattress Firm, and they will walk you through their process to find that mattress that you truly do need. So go to mattressfirm.com to find a location nearest you and take advantage of the final 72 hours of the year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Get great.
This week in music history. This week in 1956, the youth of Cleveland were banned from dancing in public unless accompanied by an adult. Sarah McLachlan was born this week in 1968. That same week in 68, the Bee Gees made their live debut in the U.S. This week in 1969, the Doors were paid $50,000 when they played Madison Square Garden, making them one of the highest paid acts of the year.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Dan Bernstein has more troubling news out of Waco, Texas.
This is really something. This is from the Dallas Morning News. A Baylor University graduate who says she was raped by two football players in 2013 sued the university today. Her lawsuit includes an allegation that 31 Baylor football players committed 52 rapes, including 5 gang rapes between 2011 and 2014. An estimate that far exceeds the number previously reported by school regents. The woman, a woman identified in the suit as Elizabeth Doe, reports being brutally gang raped by then Baylor football players Trayvon Armstead and Shemichael Chapman after a party on April 18th, 2013. Those football players were previously named as suspects in a police report about a rape on that date, but were never charged. The woman has sued Baylor for Title IX violations and negligence. She says that Chapman was accused of rape once before, and the university failed to intervene. In that case, the suit says, a student athletic trainer reported that Chapman raped her at his off-campus apartment. So the university moved the trainer to a female sports team and agreed to pay for her education in exchange for a non-disclosure agreement.
God,
that's... The lawsuit describes a culture of sexual violence within Baylor's athletics, in which the school implemented a show 'em a good time policy that used sex to sell the football program to recruits. A Dallas area high school athlete, according to the suit, said former assistant coach Kendall Briles once asked him, "Do you like white women? Because we have a lot of them at Baylor and they love football players." Investigation by lawyers identified at least 52 acts of rape, including 5 gang rapes by 31 football players from 2011 to 2014. At least 2 of the gang rapes were committed by 10 or more players at one time, the suit states. This contrasts with figures Baylor officials have provided after the Pennsylvania-based law firm Pepper Hamilton conducted an investigation into how the university handled sexual assault. Regents told the Wall Street Journal in October that they were aware of 17 women who reported sexual or domestic assaults involving 19 players, including 4 alleged gang rapes since 2011. And that's what they have right now as their reporters are poring over documents. They're going to continue to update that story.
When football is too powerful.
Kendall Briles got a job, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't Lane Kiffin hire him?
Yeah. Putting Baylor's name into Google just now, there's an uproar on the campus that he was hired. That's... Football is too powerful. College football especially is too powerful. And whenever a team takes that kind of jump from mediocrity to superiority, you always got to ask those kind of questions on what the hell is happening on a campus.
The AD in charge of this got hired at Liberty, right?
I believe so.
And Kendall Briles is now the offensive line coach at Florida Atlantic under Lane Kiffin.
And Art Briles, because of the offensive mind that he is, will be back in football very soon here.
If this lawsuit can make it certain that Art Briles never works again, that's the least of obviously what it should accomplish, but I hope it accomplishes that.
Scoreboard update.
Hey, Dan, I believe he's at Liberty, like you said, Ian McCaw, or am I making his name up right?
McHugh?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, he definitely went from Baylor to Liberty, like you said.
Wow.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Matchups with Indiana and Purdue are sold out. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, and more. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. White Sox general manager Rick Hahn joined Bernstein and Goff earlier today, and they discussed the current Sox rebuild and how the White Sox fans have responded.
We didn't know how this was going to be received. We knew it was the best thing for the organization's long-term health. We knew this was something that was essential given where we were at the big league level and where our minor league system was and what our resources were going forward.
You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. The GM joined the boys because Sox Fest does kick off tonight. NBA, the Bulls shoot around today. Gar Foreman, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, Fred Hoiberg, and Rajon Rondo all addressed the media. The general manager did not take any questions, though. The Bulls host Miami tonight. The Heat come in at 16-30. They've won their last 5, though, in a row. NHL, the Blackhawks are off until Tuesday for the All-Star break. They've lost their last 2 games by a combined score of 10-5. They open the second half in San Jose. PGA, Farmers Insurance Open. Tiger's return did not go as he hoped. He will not play over the weekend. after finishing even today and four over for the tournament. The cut line is even. Also missing the cut, the world's number one player, Jason Day. He finished two over. Also, the number three player in the world, Dustin Johnson, finished at two over. So all three of those guys play together, and no one will play on Saturday or Sunday. Justin Rose leads at 9 under. He's 2 under after 13 today. And Brant Snedeker is playing really well. He's 1 back at 8 under and 4 under for today. Lefty is even right now after 12. We can hope that he makes the cut and plays this weekend. The Chicago Steel takes the ice tonight and tomorrow night at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at $10. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for tickets. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could have a baby.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Casey Horney.
I was asking okay. The guys on the other side of glass to make sure I wasn't seeing, like, sometimes right. You see an R and an N, and it's an M.
Right.
So I was hoping it was Casey Homie instead of Casey Horney. But it says former Baylor assistant coach Casey Horney announced that he will be joining Tom Herman's staff at Texas as a special teams quality control coach. But many Texas fans expressed their displeasure with the hire on social media soon after it was announced. Horney, who spent 9 years at Baylor, has been very vocal on social media defending former Baylor coach Art Briles after Briles was fired by the university for his role in the school's sexual assault scandal. Baylor regents have alleged that Briles knew about a gang rape involving football players but failed to report the incident to the proper authorities. And then it's followed by a bunch of tweets from Texas fans saying, you know, things like disappointing, I don't agree with this hire at all. Casey Horney is not our standard. Respectfully reconsider the hire of Casey Horney. Texas is better than that. And also some women's advocate leaders. Horney has also tweeted various defenses of Briles, claiming that Briles was wrongly accused by the Baylor regents. He also tweeted a rebuke of the reports in the media about Briles over the summer. Horney, a Texas alum, has deleted many of the tweets defending Briles since the announcement of his new job at Texas. And Brenda Tracy, a sexual assault victim advocate who said she felt threatened by a Baylor assistant when she spoke with the team before the season, went on Twitter to criticize Herman for the hire. She said, please consider the message you are sending to your young men who will now be under the leadership of Casey Horney.
Man, the numbers are just, you almost can't
52 get rapes?
52 rapes between 2011 and 2014.
One is bad. But
52.
When you hear about 52, that means guys are running around campus
by 31 different players. Yeah. This is not. It's not a couple of allowed. Rogues.
Yeah, it's allowed.
Right, or encouraged, yeah. Facilitated. Yeah.
You hate to think that someone would encourage rape.
But if that's how you're getting them to the campus, so yeah, you can run free and you can just feed on all this. This is your personal playground.
Some deep, like, racial overtones with the presenting of white women to young African-American football players.
Remember what Tony Dungy said when Monday Night Football opened with a shirtless T.O. and Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives? And Tony Dungy said this is completely inappropriate because of historical stereotypes, mm-hmm. etc. And here it is. And Dungy was right, even though Dungy, we found him to be hypocritical on some levels there, right. Because of what
was on the website.
Yep, and but it didn't mean he was wrong the facts of the case, and that was just that was acting.
52 rapes, like this is when I've said how I felt about college football and college basketball, for that matter. For a very long time, and how it's the darkest and seediest of all of our professional sports, because it is a professional sport. And what college football does to these little towns, yeah, you know, guys go on to, you know, grow up to be men and learn how to, you know, handle situations and conflict resolution and get degrees, and some guys turn out to be okay, and it does good for some people. But when college football which is usually based in these small towns where they control the borders and they control who comes in and
Happy
who comes
Valley.
Out. Yeah, the access and
the cops.
The emperors that are these college football coaches. There was a lot of people around Waco running around that were happy that they had found RG3, happy that Art Briles had them in the position where not only were they a top 10 team, but they were the best offensive team in all of Texas.
A good question from a texter. At what point would 52 rapes by 31 players in 3 years constitute a level of criminal conspiracy? I mean, rather than just a Title IX issue.
Sounds like a rape ring.
That's what it's right. Yeah. Is there like a RICO statute or something that would allow for a criminal investigation? Because this is, if that is true, that is an enticement to the players in the first place to come to campus. That brings it to a different level. If you're saying, even before they set foot on there, that you're telling them, hey, look what we got. This is your buffet here.
Yeah, this is the conversations that I'm having for the first time in my life with my lady about raising a young man and, a young African-American in this country. I can't imagine what people who are getting ready to send their young girls, their young daughters to college.
I got 3 years.
The conversations that you have to have because they're seeing every time you turn around, there's a different scandal that involves college athletes on campuses who get away with whatever they'd like. And not to mention the unreported rapes or the underreported rapes.
I don't even know how to, man. I don't know how to,
52.
And 31 different players. That's cultural. You have instructed.
You understand that, if somebody says no, that you might be able to get away with it anyway.
That is, you are allowed to take whatever you want to take.
And just even on the most simplistic of levels of having sex with other people in the room. Like, I'm sorry if I'm about to be a downer on some people's fun or whatever your twist is out there. But I've never understood something that is that intimate being done with a bunch of people in a room, not to mention the rape aspect of it. You know what I mean? Like that, we're not even getting there yet, but just it's 52 rapes
by 31 different
31 dudes.
Yep.
What do you got? 80 on a team. Mm-hmm. You got about what? Like 60 scholarships, 20 walk-ons, something like that. 70 scholarships.
That should be enough to raise the curiosity of different levels of law enforcement to reinvestigate some of this.
I'm sure they got tickets. I'm sure you can walk around practice if you're in a certain level of law enforcement. And this is the thing, it's Waco. Like Waco, I've talked to one guy, a guy actually who called this show earlier. He's got connections to Waco and how weird a place that is. We always think of Branch Davidian and old school, stuff, but how weird a place Waco is and how big and sprawling that campus is and how much they consume. It's like the children of the corn out there. You can do whatever the hell you want because you're so removed from big cities and removed from big city actual investigations and covering of things. It's my God.
After the top of the hour, Hub Arkush will be here because the reason he's here, by the way, is tonight's evening show from 6 to 10 is going to be Hub and former NFLer Anthony Heron.
Oh, he's been doing some terrific work on this station, by the way. He's actually co-hosted with our guy Nick Shepkowski a couple of times. That's fun.
Yeah,
fun
Hub stuff. And Anthony Heron with, I'm sure, a very football-y nice show. But we get Hub ahead of that. He's going to do his regular hit, taking your phone calls on Bears, NFL, and Senior Bowl, and Super Bowl, and coaching moves, and all of that. That's after the top of the hour on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Rajon Rondo has been a guy, there has been drama where everywhere he's been.
Yeah, well, his last problem year has been with coaches.
Yes, you know why? Because he tells the truth. Because he doesn't have time for BS.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week in sports history.
This
This week in 1894 had the first college basketball game. The first games were played in baseball's American League. This week in 1901. This week in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. The Detroit Red Wings scored an NHL record 8 goals in one period. This week in 1943. This week in 1947, the NFL added a fifth official, the back judge, and allowed sudden death in playoffs. The New York Giants baseball team signed their first black players. This week in 1949.
Sports Talk. Why not help Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish celebrate during their annual January 20% off fish sale? What do Neolamprologus brichardi, Altolamprologus calvus, and Cyphotilapia frontosa all have in common? Well, they're all African cichlids, they're all 20% off, and they're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All freshwater fish, 20% off. All saltwater fish, 20% off. All live coral, 20% off. And, of course, all live inverts, 20% off. It may be a good time to spruce up your aquarium for the big game. So why not sashay into Oak Park Natural? That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish on Harlem, just north of Madison, where you always find more live fish.
Bet.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. When a hostage is taken.
Hey!
You pay, or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in 1894 had the first college basketball game. The first games were played in baseball's American League. This week in 1901. This week in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. The Detroit Red Wings scored an NHL record 8 goals in one period. This week in 1943. This week in 1947, the NFL added a fifth official, the back judge, and allowed sudden death in playoffs. The New York Giants baseball team signed their first black players this week in 1949.
Week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast From Brooklyn to the World.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Texter asking, at what point are we talking death penalty for Baylor? It doesn't happen anymore. There's too much money invested in these programs.
It's talking contraction for any major sports franchise.
And what we now know about the toothlessness of the NCAA. Who's going to do it, and how are they going to do it, and why are they going to do it? TV contracts are signed. So if it didn't happen for Penn State, come on. And you see that? You see who's going to run for the Penn State Board of Trustees?
No.
Sue Paterno and Jay Paterno. Want to run for the Board of Trustees.
Might as well. Yep. You know? Just depending on what kind of campaign you run, you can win anything.
They want to get there so they can put the statue back up and give the big to victims out there. Hey, all you hundreds of Jerry Sandusky victims, all the $100 million the school's paid out, here's your statue for you. Yeah, that's what they care about.
See, now what this does, too, at Baylor is this draws attention to the basketball team now and all the other teams. Like, if you're allowing this to happen for a football team, how far does this go?
Well, the basketball team had a murder conspiracy.
Yeah. You walk a guy out into the tall grass.
Killed a guy, and then they lied about what happened.
Right.
I mean,
I still think the Penn State stuff, I mean, if we talk about how far does it go, the stuff that we were talking about while it was happening, you know, about rings and, you know, like who the people that were protecting them as far as legislative power, you know,
up to the governor's office, and who was doing shady deals that were bankrolled, getting tax breaks due to the second mile, and all that dirty money that was in there.
What was the Woody Harrelson and who's the weirdo, the weird Texas dude with the beard?
Matthew McConaughey.
What was the show?
True Detective.
Yeah, there's some like True Detective season 2 stuff that as soon as all that Penn State stuff started happening, I'm like,
I love the word associated. It's like weird Texan. Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
Those are the things that I was thinking about when you were hearing, like, this isn't just about a defensive coordinator, you know, on a college football team.
Right.
This goes a lot higher than that. You got him up out the paint, and then all of a sudden everything could die down, and now you're replacing statues and celebrating him when you're playing Temple. And yeah, man, weirdness in college sports, it will never cease.
Maddox Boy on the West Side, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Jason, real quickly, you know, you're talking about the idea of having someone else in the room. It's not about sex, my man. Right. It's about power.
No. I was talking about consenting sex.
Yeah, well, I mean, and obviously this isn't that case, but... Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's even about that at that point. You know,
that's what I'm saying. I wasn't talking about the rape part. I'm talking about even in consenting sex.
Then the second part of it. Before I go to the second part, isn't there a trial coming up in Penn State with Spanier and the other guy?
There's supposed to be. It just never happens. It's just continuance after continuance after continuance for Schultz and Curley and Spanier. Some of the stuff was thrown out because they had the conflict of interest with the lawyer, and they successfully argued that. But there are still plenty of charges pending, yes.
Right. The second part I was going to bring up was being the parent of, you know, a college-age daughter, you know, who goes to a mid-major university. You know, you have to sit down, and the first thing I said was, you can't go to any parties alone. You just can't. You can't go by yourself anywhere on campus. You have to be with someone. And then even being with someone, if someone says, hey, you want to go check this out? You can't do that. Because it's kind of like the Caner thing, right? Mm-hmm. There were two girls side by side, and one gets separated from the other, and then it's he said, she said, and you can't deal with that as a parent. The third thing that I would say is, and you know, maybe this goes back to, you know, to the idea of whatever, there's that kind of money, you're going to have this. You can't avoid it. Even at Northwestern, you know, there have been scandals involving, you know, players and things.
We had a Stanford swimmer, yeah.
Stanford swimmers, absolutely. And I mean, I'm not rushing to judgment, but 52 is a pretty big number. You know, I can't even wrap my head around it.
Right.
But I just wanted to interject that real quick.
Yeah, thanks, Maddox. But yeah, it's 52 by 31 players. I mean, that's your... And the fact that we know that there were officials who not only knew, but this lawsuit alleges that the opportunity to do this was used as an enticement to recruits, whether tacitly or not. That's changing the game when it comes to what the punishment should be.
If I find out my son was told by anybody that we got white women here for you, like, there's no way in hell I mean, you know, we hear about recruiting visits and what's there for you, and maybe you go to a party and, you know, you're a 17-year-old, you get a couple of drinks thrown your way, or maybe you get some swag, but no way in hell I hope that I raise a kid that is enticed by someone saying, hey, we got white women here for you. Hopefully by the time my kid's 17, 18, you're like, all right, well, dude, I've went to high school with a lot of them. I've experienced, you know, times with white ones. I've experienced times with, you know, Latinas. I mean, like, how is that the... How do you walk up to a kid and go, hey,
that's
I know,
so, you know what that is? It's
the
like,
foreign territory that is the white woman. We have that for you.
It's so 1958.
What the hell is,
you know,
that, man?
But I guess that's Waco for you, you know?
Jesus.
Brian is in Bloomington. He's on the score.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
All right.
I just want to say, first off, I love the show. You guys do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
As someone who has personal anecdotes of growing up in Waco, I have multiple family members who attended the university. I can just say that from afar now, I understand when people say that's another world, these campuses, and like how you said, yeah, they draw their own borders, they let their own people in. It's one thing, you know, they love football in Texas. It's Waco and Baylor takes it to a whole other level in that it's the Baylor way. It's not even the Waco way, per se. I don't want to draw the whole city as this type of level of possible cover-up, but it's just, this many people over that many years, it would not surprise me if there was a far-reaching conspiracy between not only the people who ran the university, but then, as you said, the law enforcement themselves in the city. That just the whole area, the whole place is built upon building up the reputation and the name of the city attached to the school, that it wouldn't surprise me at all if this was, you know, an ongoing thing that was known about for a long time, that was always looked the other way as long as the name stayed, you know, popular mm-hmm. and in the news and valid.
Yeah.
And that it wouldn't surprise me at all if this goes even deeper, sadly, and hopefully not, that we know of so far.
And if this is true, like one comes across your desk, you got to handle it. 52 come across your desk, or you know, or people are whispering about
multiples.
Now put
this in the rape pile.
Yeah, what, I mean, like, right. how do you not act? Or what's even more galling is, how do you not think you're going to get in trouble?
Because you're in Waco. That's exactly what he's saying.
But yeah. No, see, this, even being in Waco or being wherever you know, Durham or Happy Valley, wherever you're at, no matter, like, this is, we're not in the 60s anymore where social media isn't social media and you aren't a button click away from knowing everything you need to know about a town before you visit it or while you're driving through it.
There were business practices at work that stayed at work even as the times changed. And it was just what people did, and it's what people do.
I guess, man. All right.
Hub is coming up, and we're going to open up the phone lines for him. 312-644-6767.
Frank from Oak Park, where you at?
Bears questions, NFL questions, Super Bowl stuff, draft stuff, Senior Bowl stuff. The executive editor of Pro Football Weekly will be your resource for all those things next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This week in music history. This week in 1970, John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed Instant Karma in one day, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. This week in 1972, Don McLean's album American Pie started a 7-week run at number one on the album chart. Prince made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1980. MTV started broadcasting to the West Coast this week in 1983.
This
week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere, CBS Thursday, February 2nd.
This week in music history.
This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World. This week in 1986, the first group of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were inducted. Madonna started divorce proceedings for the second time from husband Sean Penn this week in 1989. And this week in 2012, Adele broke records when her album 21 hit 16 weeks at number one.
CBS Friday. Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver.